everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to one of the many OHL players who has been named to Team OHL for the upcoming CIBC Canada-Russia series. He also came into this week's play as the top scorer in the OHL. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is Max Jones of the London Knights. The Anaheim Ducks prospect picked up 2 goals and 5 assists for 7 points in 2 games last week for the Knights and was a +4. The 18-year-old from Michigan was selected 24th overall by the Ducks in the 2016 National Hockey League entry draft. Now picked a little bit later, in the second round, by the Tampa Bay Lightning, was Taylor Radish of the Erie Otters. Radish, among the OHL players, chosen to represent the league at the upcoming CIBC Canada-Russia series. The OHL stops there, coming up November 10th in North Bay and November 14th in Hamilton. Now, earlier this week, I caught up with Radish as we talked about the start of the season for the Otters that sees them come into this week in a deadlock for top spot in the Western Conference, and he leading the league in scoring. With Taylor Radish of the Erie Otters, and Taylor, let's talk about the start to this season. You guys seems like a bit of a broken record, but after back-to-back 50-win seasons, off to another nice start. Does it feel like you guys have just been consistent, really, since your whole time in Erie?
Yeah, definitely with that. I feel like our team's been working hard, and we got a good coaching staff, and they really get us prepared for every game, and our team's definitely been playing really well lately, and we just got to keep it going.
Are there times when Chris and the coaching staff challenge you guys where you might win a game, maybe let's say 3-2, but they'll come back in and say, okay, great guys, we got the win, but we need to do these things better?
Yeah, definitely. That's something they really pride our team on. They want us to play our best, and they definitely, in practice and things like that, if we're not having a good practice, they'll definitely let us know and get us back and ready and focused and ready for the next game or whatever is up next for our team.
Being a third-year guy now, do you find that your role gradually increases both on the ice and in the room as well?
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to be a bit more of a leader this year with some of the guys we lost, and definitely taking a bigger role offensively and defensively. I feel like being a third-year guy, I have to be a big part of this team, and right now our team's playing really well, and yeah, we just got to keep it going.
Was it nice the first couple of years, you know, 21, 24-goal season, certainly nothing to sneeze at by any means, but the fact that you were able to kind of be a guy who wasn't necessarily getting all the attention, obviously, with Connor and Dylan and Alex and so many guys around, was it nice in your first couple of years in the OHL to just be able to concentrate on doing your thing and kind of let the other guys get some of the attention?
Yeah, definitely. That was kind of something that made it a little easier for me, I guess you could say, with most of the top lines or top D focusing most of the games on them, and it kind of, I guess, opened up a lot more for me, and it let me do my thing.
For you, you came out of the Toronto Marlboros organization, certainly a storied minor midget and, you know, minor hockey organization. Some of the guys you played with in minor midget are in the OHL as well. Do you guys sort of, as you see each other on the ice, a little wink, a little nod, a little chirp back and forth?
Yeah, we see each other a lot, I guess, with sometimes playing guys in the same, and a couple times a year with, like, play Mikey McLeod. I've seen him at the draft and things like that this summer, and we definitely keep in touch, and also with Cliff Poo and Regan O'Grady, those guys as well. And yeah, we've built a great relationship on and off the ice as well.
And speaking of relationships, your brother, of course, Darren, being with the Otters, how nice has it been to go through this journey with him, especially these last couple of years now in your third year now with him with the Otters?
Yeah, it's definitely made a lot comfortable with coming to the league as a rookie. It was I didn't really know what to expect, and having him on my team was a big help. And yeah, I'm really thankful for both me and for my family to be on the same team as him.
Yeah, I got to think it's got to make things a lot easier for your family going to 60 games rather than maybe one going one direction and one going the other. You can see you two at the same time.
Yeah, one car ride to one rink is definitely a lot easier than going to two opposite sides of Ontario.
Now, when you were a rookie, was he giving you a little bit of the little brother rookie chirps a little bit at first?
I guess you could say a bit, just as a little fun thing to do, but no, he was definitely really helpful from the first day I've been there. He's always been supportive of me, and he's helped me a lot in maturity and things like that, and I definitely give him credit for a lot of part of my game.
You were chosen by the Lightning this past summer. Take me through that experience in Buffalo.
Yeah, that was amazing, just going down there and just going through whatever the NHL draft prospects were put into with the draft and the combine, and then being picked by them. That was a dream come true, and I'm definitely honored to be picked by them, and I could have been picked by a better organization.
over the course of the summer with development camps and things like that, what sort of tips did you find you picked up from them and even being around sort of that NHL environment?
Yeah, just how hard they work and what they do for every day for practices or games and whatever they're doing, they're always doing their best and trying to get better. And it really showed us young guys how much work you have to put in and really have to get yourself prepared to get to that next level.
Was it nice, you know, the fact of obviously last year being your draft year and going through that, you've been surrounded by so many guys that have been through this. Obviously, you know, Connor certainly got a lot of the spotlight, but Dylan certainly had a lot too. But so many guys around your room have been through it before. Was it nice to kind of see, okay, that's what they went through, so I kind of know some of the things that are going to come at me here?
For sure, with Connor and Dylan going the year before me in the draft, it definitely got to see what they did every day at the rink and what they went through in their draft year. But I wouldn't say I was in the same category as them with how much hype they got, but it was definitely made it a lot easier for me and Alex with seeing what they did and how much work they had to put in and things like that.
As you and I talk here on Thursday morning, you guys are in a four-way tie for top spot in the Western Conference. I know we're still pretty early in the season, and you know, you look down, even Owen Sound's only 3 points back, and they're sitting in eighth. Is it kind of crazy how tight the West is right now?
Yeah, definitely. With even the last couple of years, it's been a conference that's been very competitive, and especially with this year's start, you can already see that building up for the rest of the season.
Do you find, I know, as I say, it's early, but when you guys got later in the season, you look around, it's like, okay, let's take care of our own business first, and then you go in the room after the game and check what's going on. It's like, all right, we won, and we're still not gaining any ground, or, you know, not this point, and not in October, certainly, but once you get later in the season, you start to get into some scoreboard watching?
A little bit, I guess you could say, with when you get to the closer to the end, but right now we're just not trying to focus too much on that. We're just trying to play our game and really be a consistent team and really work hard and just prove ourselves at the start.
That was Taylor Radish of the Erie Otters. Meantime, this week's CHL Top 10 rankings sees the Erie Otters come in at number 5. They are the top-ranked team in the Ontario Hockey League in the weekly Top 10 rankings. Shawinigan of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League leads the way. The London Knights come in at number 7, the Sarnia Sting at 9, and the Windsor Spitfires at 10, with honorable mention to the Kitchener Rangers. Remember, for all of the latest information from around the Ontario Hockey League, including the OHL roster for the CIBC Canada-Russia series and nightly game highlights, check out the league's official website, OntarioHockeyLeague.com. That's going to do it for this week's show. I'm Terry Doyle. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.